Good morning.
It's 11. Oh, it's 10:59 here at KMXT Kodiak. You've been listening to Performance Today, and you know, the phones have not been ringing. So maybe we should just take over. Hi, this is Lori, and over here, my friend
Peggy Smith
is back in town, and she's going to do a radio show with us this morning. We're hoping that you'll call in and give a pledge. We're happy to have you back, Peg.
Well, it's wonderful to be back. There's nothing like Kodiak, Alaska. Even though there's some rain here, it's got the best people in the world. The best friends.
We're
going to
play
it. It's like your Google class, right?
I turn around and it's gone. Time's getting so doggone tough, I'm fighting my dog for a bone. Trying to make ends meet, scratching out living. Chicken feed, that's what I'm getting. Turn on the TV, check out the news. It's a baseball player slanging the blues. Making $1 million, hitting 206. Chump got the nerve to be talking like this. Oh, no, that's not enough money. I can't go for that.
What did you say?
I said, damn, somebody hand me a baseball bat.
Give me some of that money. Give me some of that money. Give me some of that money. Give me some of that money.
There's plenty of money in the world. The problem is the way it's split up. A lot of folks ain't got enough money. Some people got way too much. Now the average farmer in China makes $200 a year. The average dude in the United States spends twice as much on beer. But the thing that gets to me the most is the money made by these TV hosts. Old Letterman making $10 million per. I'm gonna have to tell him, sir.
What do you say?
The number one thing on my top 10 list is this.
Give me some of that money. Give me some of that money.
For here this morning.
Some of that money.
So far, we only have $19,200 left to go. Hey, what do you know? There's a quilt here from Sally Troxel that it's a handmade, hand-dyed, beautiful wall hanging. And it's for $120 pledge or more. You get also to draw into the drawing for
stuff,
like the Alaska Airlines stuff, a trip anywhere they go. And Peggy Smith is here with me this morning to share.
Good morning, Kodiak.
Some stories.
Good morning, Cody.
Now I can tell where Ellie got that beautiful voice. It's a radio gal.
Yeah. Hey, we're glad to have you with us here this morning, Peg.
It's wonderful to be here.
Thanks. We are also going to tell stories from some concerts you went to. A memorable concert. What are we going to start with?
Well, we're going to start with the Rolling Stones. Mick Jagger, my other boyfriend, as my children still call him.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did your husband know about this?
Well, yeah. He has a good laugh every time. But anyway, so Lori and I went to a concert.
If we can get everything to work right. Your other boyfriend's up.
Yep, there's Mitt.
We'll be back in a minute.
Thank you.
That was one of my favorite Rolling Stones songs. It reminds me of a great party I went to here in Kodiak. Stephanie Love's Bachelorette Party. Oh, my goodness.
I miss that.
It was good. Maybe someday we can get together at the Rendezvous and have a storytelling session.
Oh, that would be good. Well, have you ever seen the Stones live?
Yes, I have. I went to a concert in the 90s. At the Kingdome in Seattle.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah. And we were trying to fly out of Kodiak, and it was blowing 60 knots sideways, and the plane wouldn't leave.
No, it wouldn't. Oh, it wouldn't leave. It was stuck on the ground?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then, so I just sat there because I knew it was going to leave sometime, and I was going to go see Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones.
Your boyfriend. And you made me go with you.
Yes, I did.
It was so much fun.
Yeah. And we did take off, and it was white knuckle.
The wings were flapping that day.
Yeah. So we got down to Seattle and had a great time.
But in the Kingdome, what did you think about that?
Oh, well, there was a lot of people.
I remember people with walkers.
Yeah.
That was 20 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that telescoping stage, it was the Bridges to Babylon tour.
Yes, we had a good time. Saw a lot of my fisherman friends that I used to fish with in the Bering Sea. That was amazing.
Oh, that's right.
And then, of course, Mick Jagger looked right at me.
Yes.
Yeah, I said, oh, there's Peggy, through the binoculars.
Yeah, yeah. That telescoping stage you thought was going to come right out
yeah,
there. It didn't
right,
quite make
exactly.
it to us.
But anyway, we had a good time.
We did. Well, please give us a call. The phones are silent right now, but we'd like to hear from you. We'll play a little song from that album. That was Bridges to Babylon tour. Here's a sample from that. There he is.
Oh,
Mick. But you can't keep singing. As much as Peggy would like to hear you all day long. Well, we're here in the studio this morning talking about live concerts that Peggy's gone to. And that was the Rolling Stones from Bridges to Babylon. We do have some people to thank before we keep on chatting at you. Laura Creighton, thank you for your pledge. We appreciate your support in many ways. My old pal Sally Wilker, thank you for your membership.
Sally.
Thank you. A lot of these people gave it Safeway yesterday when we were at the table. Celeste Dorman, thank you. Danae and Richard McKinney, Sharon and Jerry Clark, and Chris Fiala. We appreciate all of your support that keeps KMXT running. Remember, we're looking to raise $19,200, so let's chip away at that today and make some money. Well, Peggy, tell me more about some stories you went to. Some stories about concerts.
Let's see. There was one of the concerts I went to was after King Crab one year, and I went to Maui. And Fleetwood Mac had just gotten done with a year-and-a-half tour, and three of the group members lived on Maui. So they had a surprise concert in a tennis court. And so the surprise concert.
In a tennis court?
Yes.
That's a small venue.
It was only about 500 to 1,000 people.
Nice.
It was great. They had a big tent. Everybody got to go in the tent afterwards. We had a great time. It was...
You were with your friend Penny, I think.
Yeah.
Was
you? Well, it was Judai.
Oh, it was Judai.
Mm-hmm.
Another person long ago, Kodiak. Well, so was there a favorite part about that or anything you can tell or want to tell?
No, just that it was very personable.
Because it was close and intimate.
Right.
Well, let's hear some of that Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
Listen to the wind.
What's that? I think we need to hear that one.
It's your show.
It's your show. Mike's joined us in the studio. It says we're playing too much music. We need to talk more. Tell us a story, babe.
Well, let's see. Another concert I went to was Tina Turner, but Joe Cocker opened for her. And my mother, this was in Phoenix, and my mother and my stepdad got me the tickets. And they also got themselves tickets because they didn't want me to go alone.
How old were you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, geez, I don't know.
That would take away a lot of the experience, you know, yeah. If they're sitting right next to you.
Yeah, because Joe Cocker's playing away, being Joe Cocker, and I look over, and they're grabbing Kleenexes out of Mom's purse and wadding them up and putting them in their ears. I'm going, wow, this is fun. But it was a great, great concert. He was absolutely wonderful, and they kept going, does he really dance like that?
Does he have an issue? What?
Yes, really.
Yep.
But anyway, so that was...
Your mom and stepdad took you to see Joe Cocker. And Tina Turner was the headline, or was Joe Cocker the
headline? Yeah, it was the headline.
Oh, mm-hmm. That would have been rocking.
Oh, it was. It was a great concert.
In a small venue or in a big stadium?
No, it was quite large, not as big as the King Dome. Ah. But
so in Arizona, do they actually have shows outside? And people must be, like, dying.
Yes, they...
Not in the winter.
They had some... Yeah, not in the winter. It's not so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact,
it's
I took my
bad.
Daughter, Ellie...
What is it in the winter, 85?
Oh, 70s.
Really?
70s, 80s, yes.
I'd be dying.
Oh, yeah. It gets warm down there. And, I took my daughter, Ellie, to a concert in Phoenix, the Police.
Nice.
I think it was one of the first concerts she ever went to, and she kept saying... I know that song. I know that song, Mom.
Because you play it all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, we've had a pledge. Thanks, Don Corwin, for calling in and pledging to KMXT. We're so happy you're listening.
Yes.
Do you know that person?
No.
Yeah, Don. He's the guy that does. He came down to work on the Barana Museum to do
the
woodwork.
Oh, yes. I just met him.
Yeah. Nice
He's
guy.
Coming back to do some more work.
Good.
At the Barana Museum.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Don. Good to hear from you. Well, anyway...
So how old were you when Mom and Dad took you to the show?
Well, let's see. It was probably in the, 90s. 90.
Get out of here.
You're living in
Yeah, it was about 95,
Oh, you mean
was.
When you were like 40?
Yeah.
No. Oh, sorry, Peggy.
Telling my age over the radio.
Oh, it's a secret. Sorry.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
That's when we saw the Stones.
Let's see. Yeah.
Was it before Kodiak?
It was around 2000. 2001.
Oh, okay.
But anyway. Jeez, these questions, I swear.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't swear.
Yes,
no,
you
can't. You said you were going to be good.
Well, that reminds me.
Oh,
I used to fish with an all-woman crew with Mary Jacobs, and I want to challenge them.
What reminded you about the women fishing, about what
because
you were
I'm
about to say?
Because I'm trying to remember when I was fishing, what years. You guys got me all.
Oh.
Is that when you were? Okay.
Yes. So, yeah, come on, girls. Let's get some money here for...
Jane Eisman. Who else?
Yeah, Jane Eisman. Lori.
Lori Lloyd. Lori Lloyd. She's in Hawaii, but
yeah,
maybe she's listening,
because,
you know, KMXT is everywhere.
Yeah, maybe Denby's listening. Come on, Denby.
Pony it.
You know, I was actually stunned when I went on vacation and just pulled up the old app on my phone so I could monitor what these guys were doing while I was out in England. It came in just beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Yeah. That's good.
It does. It comes in real clear.
Even if you're in Bell's Flats.
Unless you're on the dark, on the light side of the river, but never mind.
We're working on it.
Karen Lee.
Karen Lee
was
on
you.
The boat.
Oh, yeah.
And let's see, Jane Eisman, myself, Lori.
That's about
Mary.
Enough for that little saying.
Yeah, and then we had a little gopher. We called her Noodles. And the name was Mary Ann, I think it was. Or Anne Marie. There we go.
Okay.
Close.
Close.
That was close.
That was a while back, but good times.
Mm-hmm.
Who got to play music on the boat?
We all did.
Really?
We all did. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, it was all. It
so
was
you were a rock and roll boat?
It was a wonderful experience. And there was never anything to do on that boat because it was always done.
You mean you didn't have to paint and stuff?
There was
like
no.
That?
Oh, we are. I mean, we hopped to, and the lines were always coiled and. Everything was always in tip-top shape.
I bet there was good food, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I know who was cooking.
Yeah. I was in some of the best shape I'd ever been in my life on that boat.
Catch a lot of fish?
Yes, we did. We did. I think we were in, like, the top 3% of the island, yeah. We worked hard. Mary was a go-getter.
Yep.
Up every day at 3.
You guys are notorious.
Yeah, we had it was good. Anyway.
So did, after the first show Mom and Dad let you go to and went with you, did they let you go on your own after that?
Well, I didn't go to many concerts after that. I went to Sting down in Phoenix, but otherwise, yeah, when you're trying to drive around 6 million people with road rage, it's quite the ordeal.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But being from Kodiak, you know, trying to.
So what, did you split your time between Minnesota and Arizona?
Yes. Ah. Well, no. Well, back then, it was here. I've been here since 71, so.
Did you see Dave Mason?
I've seen Dave Mason.
Oh, he came to the Ram site.
But the reason I was telling you about police was because they were in an outdoor concert. It was an outdoor concert.
In Arizona.
Yes. It was beautiful. My goodness.
Yeah. Good music.
Mm-hmm.
So you saw a lot of these bands. When you first started seeing music, you were in Arizona?
No, I was in Minnesota.
Oh.
When I saw my first concert was up in Minneapolis with 10 Years After.
Yes.
Yes, that was was something else. And then I remember thinking to myself, straight from Iowa, you know, that it was very crowded.
Minnesota.
Yeah. Hey there.
Yeah, Minnesota, Minneapolis concert. And everybody kept pushing you forward. So pretty soon you just squashed up. It was quite the ordeal.
Kids like that today. They do that mosh pit thing.
Yeah.
They like that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
10 Years After was a heck of a band.
It was. They were very good.
They played at Woodstock.
And you must have been like one or two or something when you went, though, huh?
Oh, I was like 18, 19.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That narrows it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you came to Kodiak, where you have very little opportunity to see live music except Moon Manglewood. Jimmy Amison.
Yes, Jimmy Amison.
I have some of his music. Or
Sam Dave Moon. Mason.
Oh, yeah.
Sam Moon.
Yes.
There's a name out of the past.
He's still playing in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Well, let's hear a little music and see if we can find some of those old tunes. Right now, we've got some Joe Cocker.
When was this? So when did you see Joe Cocker?
Let's see.
This is when you were a kid with Mom and Dad.
Yes.
Woman of the country, now I find
1998. You.
Did you bring a thermos of cocoa?
I should have. With earplugs.
And I wish the stars to satisfy your longing for the warmth and tender shelter. Yeah.
must have been quite a concert seeing Joe Cocker. And Tina was the headliner.
Yes, Tina. She could dance. She must have been in her 60s, and I tell you, that woman could dance on high heels better than I could ever walk in high heels.
I saw her live in a stadium in about 1968 or 69, and all I remember are those very large legs running across the stage for like hours. The Iquettes, Ike Turner and the Iquettes.
Yeah.
Oh,
they
my
were
gosh.
Just stompers.
They were.
Stompers.
Like that Rolling on the River. Oh, do,
do. Oh, and she was just such high energy, screaming all the time. It was just amazing to me that she could actually do that show like 2 days in a row.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
That was quite the ordeal.
What do we want to hear from Tina? Do you want to hear from her?
Sure.
We'd like to hear from
so
you.
Where do you remember? Yeah. What do you remember? Do you actually remember, like, were you way back in a theater seating kind of thing, so you had to have binoculars to see her?
No,
or were you kind of close?
No, we were pretty close. Yeah.
Really?
Mom did a good job on the tickets.
Nice job there, Mom.
Yeah.
That's why they had to stuff their ears full.
They forgot their earplugs?
Yeah.
Well, that must have been great, because she's quite energetic.
Yes, she
and
does.
It's hard not to see a Tina show and get up and start dancing around, too.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Did you get Mom and Dad up on the floor?
Oh, yeah, they stood up a couple times.
Did their walkers
yeah,
fit behind the seat?
That's because they couldn't see because everybody else was standing up, you know, dancing
so
away.
Was it better than a polka show to them?
Oh, you mean a Minnesota polka show? Yeah, all that polka music, growing up with the polka music.
Yeah, that's right. That's where you get your dance moves
yeah,
from, man.
Yeah. Quite different than
quite
the polka
different.
Shows.
Yes, well, let's hear from Tina and see what we're talking about.
Okay.
When I was a little girl, I had a rag doll, only doll I've ever owned. Now I love you just the way.
Well, that was lame.
The wrong button.
Wrong button. Well, that's what do
play
we
play a different one, Tina.
Oh,
play
what do you want to hear?
One.
Okay. How about this one? But it sounds. We'll see how this sounds.
Yeah. I can't Disco stand Tina. The rain.
I can't stand the rain.
Against my window.
Good song.
We had yesterday, though.
Yesterday was fantastic.
Fantastic.
Superior. You know, it's 44 degrees outside, but it feels like 36.
I love how they put that on there.
I know. Well, at least we know what to expect.
Hey, window pane, tell me, do you remember how sweet it used to be? I can't stand the rain against my window.
Are we singing? We're not singing yet. We're waiting. We're waiting to sing.
Yeah, we want people to listen, not listen to me sing.
And we want them to pledge. Remember that, Peggy, tell us about your incentive. You've made some baskets.
Oh, yes. I have a couple baskets I'd like to donate to this, to the cause. I do flower baskets, either deck pots or hanging baskets.
And for a $100 pledge, you would receive one of these deck pots.
Deck pots or hanging baskets.
Or hanging baskets.
Stuffed full of flowers.
Beautiful flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you up that to 120, you get entered into the drawing for the Sally Troxel handmade.
There you go.
Hand-dyed.
Kill two birds with one stone.
Wall hanging.
Yes.
Well, that's really nice. I thought you were not doing... Are you...
Yeah, I came back and I ordered all my flowers, so I have flowers again.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Work.
It's
but
a lot of work.
I'm retired now, you know.
Oh, so you can afford to work
Verizon
more.
Verizon lines, yes. So.
So you're retired, so now you're going to do the flower thing all summer?
Yes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's a nice way to spend the summer, though. You
it,
know?
Is. It is. Around. It is. When people come to look at your flowers, everybody's smiling.
Well, I was at Dave and Karen's house the other night, you know, and... Last I heard, she swore she was giving up the Humane Society plant thing, you know,
yeah,
and they had, like, all the little greenhouse stuff up, and
mm-hmm, exactly.
I asked Dave, and his eyes just rolled around in his head.
Yes. In fact, Karen and I order flowers together.
Ah, you mm-hmm. plant people.
Yes.
But you make some extraordinarily beautiful plants.
Well, thank you.
So whoever decides to make a pledge right now is going to get a pretty valuable nice little incentive to do it. So,
and I will put yes. extra love into it.
You will?
Yes, I will. Yes,
and,
I will.
And you'll do the Tina Turner dance and a little song?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, yeah. If we got a pledge right now.
I remember one time at a bar, they had a mirror, and I was dancing, and I looked in the mirror, and I went, I will never dance again.
Who is
and
that?
I haven't.
That's why we hated disco.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it was disco days, too.
It was ugly. Clothes were ugly.
Oh, yeah, the white pants and the silk shirts.
Oh, yeah, and those big chunky boots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
the big
platform shoes. And the guys with their hair hanging out. With the
Neil Diamond
chain.
Shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of gold chains.
Yeah, Barry Manilow, here we come. Well, we're not playing any of that music. No, we don't have any of those stories. What other stories do you have about concerts? Who else have you seen, Peggy?
Well, I've seen Steve Miller. Down in Arizona also, but this was when I went down from Minnesota from college for spring break to Tucson.
Oh.
And, And I remember it was so beautiful and there was no mosquitoes. I couldn't understand that.
Weird,
you know,
isn't
being
it?
From Minnesota.
Yeah.
And Iowa. And
they got scorpions, though.
Oh, yes.
Snakes.
Oh, yes. But so I went to a concert there and it was... absolutely wonderful. Steve Miller was great.
So did you go to college in Minnesota?
No. Yes, I did. Mankato.
In Mankato?
Mankato,
really?
Minnesota.
Is that how you came to
yeah,
come to
you
Kodiak?
Betcha.
Is that how?
Yes.
There's a number
yes,
of people
the
from
the Thiessen
Mankato.
Boys.
Yes.
So Mankato State?
Yeah. Well, it's the university now. They've changed the...
Oh, really?
Yeah. They changed. I was just there. So...
University of Minnesota at Mankato?
Yeah.
Really?
It's huge. It's amazing.
That's too bad.
But, yeah.
Mankato State had kind of a ring to it, you know?
Yeah. Thursday night parties. Everybody went
just
home
Thursdays?
On Friday.
What's their mascot? The prairie dog?
Oh,
no.
I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember
the gopher?
That. No. I wasn't there too long.
Because why?
Well, the Thiessen boys told me about coming to work in the canneries in Kodiak, Alaska. And, so we all came up here and worked at the Roxanne Cannery. There was quite a few of
the
us.
Roxanne.
Yes.
The Roxanne. It was an old ferry boat that mm-hmm. was docked where Pacific Seafoods is now.
Yes.
It was the very first cannery you came to on Cannery Row.
It was the second.
Oh, second?
There was Northern, something Northern. And then we were the Roxanne. And
the Minnehota Cannery.
Yeah. So I came up to make money for college and went back down and then came back and never left again.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, when I first got here in the 80s, it was amazing to me how many people from Minnesota were here.
Mm-hmm.
It was like coming to a different planet.
Yeah.
And there was, you know, Mankato, other than Minneapolis, St. Paul, I think I met more people from Mankato than I did when I lived in the Midwest.
Yep, you can thank the Thiessen boys for that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Mark's still out at Larson Bay Cannery, isn't he?
Well, they have a new, they have a place, they have a hotel now down at Four Corners.
Oh.
In, yeah, where New Mexico and Arizona and Utah and Arizona.
Cortez.
Yes, Cortez.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a beautiful part of the world.
It is beautiful. The
so the way most Kodiak people cruise, you know, is when you go out there, everybody stops in Cortez to go see Kelly and Mark
yeah,
now, too.
Exactly.
Ah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, it's cool. A beautiful area.
Well, they brought a lot of people. I've met a number of people from Minnesota, George Brandenburg, all kinds of fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
Graduated from Roxanne Cannery to fishing boats, as I remember.
Yes.
I was at Urson's. And
yeah.
The California crowd was down at Urson's with
yes.
the Goop City boys from
with
Oregon
the shrimp,
City.
Shrimp processing.
No, we were crab.
Oh, we were crab also. I thought Urson.
Oh, Kalakala was raw shrimp. I did that too, my first day in Kodiak. Picked raw shrimp at the Kalakala.
Smack herring, did you?
No, that was smelled really bad.
Oh, man, that shrimp was terrible.
Shrimp's
I remember working shrimp and going to the movie and everybody kept going, sniffing, you know?
It's the smell
well,
of
that
money.
That couldn't be me.
We used to hang our clothes outside on the porch because you didn't want to bring that smell in the house.
Well, you remember when people used to hang out above BioDry there and hitchhike. Oh. And, you know, it had to go through your head, do I really want to do this or
yeah.
not? You know,
exactly.
I mean, they look kind of nice, but you know the windows are going to go down for a couple of days in the truck.
Exactly. Exactly.
Put the stick ups up there.
Yep, but the smell of money. That's right.
That's right. Well, Peggy, it's so nice to have you and hear these stories. Who else did you see live in your days?
Oh,
you said Steve Miller.
Steve Miller.
And did we hear from Steve Miller?
No, we haven't heard Steve Miller yet.
Yeah. So we play that song?
Yes.
We should play that song. Okay, here's Steve Miller with Saving Grace.
You're not the child you thought you were. You wake up in the night and know you're blind. And yet they keep on pushing, trying inside of your mind. Forever, forever, arresting to control. Until the emptiness of heaven welcomes your weary soul. Saving grace.
Steve Miller, and thank you, Lori Seeby.
Yeah, thank you, Lori Seeby.
Her comment was, welcome home, Peggy.
I want one of your baskets.
I want one of your baskets. We're glad you're here.
So there's still one left. So anybody making a pledge of $100, $120 now will get the floor-mounted model.
Or whatever they want.
Yeah, they can either have plastic they get hanging, one of their choice. Moss hanging, or deck pot. Which is plastic also.
Oh, I thought there was one of each, so they get one. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Oh, and look who else is welcoming you home.
Linda Sargent. Oh, hi, Linda.
It's nice to hear from you. Thank you for your pledge. Don't remember, for every $120 pledge, you get entered into the quilt for or the wall hanging from Sally Troxell. So thank you, friends and neighbors. It's great.
It's a beautiful wall hanging, too.
It is.
So
I check out it on
Sally
Facebook.
Sally is so talented.
Yes. It's hand-dyed, hand-quilted, everything.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have to put up some pictures of your flowering baskets from past years.
Yes.
We could maybe fake it a little bit.
Yeah.
But that'll give you an idea of what you can get.
Yeah.
It's gardening season.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
I actually saw guys across the street weed whacking just now.
Oh,
wow. I saw somebody mowing their lawn last week over there.
I know.
Amazing.
I heard Cecil was moaning about it the other day.
What happened?
It's an extra month and a half of weed whacking. That's pretty tough.
Just burn it.
Yeah.
Oh, whoops.
Wait a minute. Yeah, you guys are from the flat, aren't you?
We had somebody just doing that. Well, heck, good to have you home. What other concerts do you want to talk about, Sally?
Let's see. Well, you know, there was a Led Zeppelin concert I went to.
Where?
I flew from Dutch Harbor to Anchorage to Seattle, and I'd been on a boat for 8 months straight.
Wow.
And, guys, fishermen from Dutch Harbor, picked me up at the airport, and we went to the Kingdome and watched Led Zeppelin. And it was amazing. Well, the first amazing thing to me was that we were going faster than 12 knots. To get there. And that was kind of scary. And so, yeah, we got to the concert, and oh my goodness, there was something like 70,000 people there.
Ooh.
That was the next scary thing.
All Led Zeppelin fans.
All Led Zeppelin fans. There was quite a few wasted people there.
Oh, I bet.
And oh my gosh, including Jimmy Page. He was quite wasted also.
Yeah.
But it was a great concert. We had a good time.
Well, that's great. Well, shall we hear a little bit of that?
Sure.
Okay, let's hope I got the right one.
Yes, you did.
Okay, cool.
A thousand times, it's time to ramble on. how years ago in days of old when magic filled the air. Just in the darkest depths of Mordor, I met a girl so fair. But Gollum at the evil wall crept up and slipped away with her. And you know, I guess I'll keep on rambling. I'm gonna sing my song. I gotta find my baby. I'm gonna ramble on, sing my song. Gonna work my way around the world, baby.
Ramble on, baby.
Do, 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 baby. Do, do, my baby.
Ramble on, baby.
Do, 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 do.
I guess I'll just feel it in my heart.
Zeppelin, Jimmy Page.
So you had a really good time at that show, huh?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
It was an eye-opening experience.
It wasn't.
And you were doing what, four knots when you got there?
Yeah.
And by the time the show was over, you were up to 18?
Yes, I was up to 18 knots.
Made it through the whole night?
Yes, made it through the whole night.
And was that the last big, big show you went to?
Yes, it was. It was the last big. Yeah, 70,000 people. It was
That's a little bit much.
It was a little bit much. So
now you're down to the small venues, go to the 50-person shows and the 200 shows.
Yes,
those are a lot better.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, seeing some of those. I saw Mark Knopfler like that. It was great. Small.
But would you ever go see, like, the Stones again?
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, so you're open.
Yeah, I'm open.
All right, well, we're going to try and bring them to the Ram site next year.
That sounds like a good
idea.
There
you go.
Does that place even exist anymore?
I'll write him. I'll write Mick and see if he wants to.
And if he remembers you?
Yeah.
He might.
Just. Hey, well, this has been a lot of fun.
Yes, it has.
A lot of memories, huh?
I'm so glad to be back in Kodiak.
We are glad you're back, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Peggy's Basket's out in the flat still. So you're going to be, like, selling them out of the greenhouse?
Oh, I'm just doing it for businesses.
Ah.
Just taking orders.
Mm-hmm.
And we're taking one more order, too, right?
Yes, we have one more basket.
Yeah. We have one more basket for
$100. Sure, this is a wonderful organization here.
Yes, it is. And it supplies us with a lot of good things and good information.
So. And lots of good people.
And you two were around from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I used to do it when I worked at the public library in 1976, go in there and talk to Diane Langan about what was on the shelf.
Really?
Oh, that was a long time ago. Yeah, over there in that little place.
Right.
Borough building.
Yeah.
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 Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Diane Langan.
Remember her?
Oh, yeah.
But we're not that old.
Oh, no. That was just yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Well, we're coming up the top of the hour. I want to thank Linda Sargent and Lori Seeby for calling in today. It's great to know you're listening, and it's been fun.
Yes, it has. I've had a good time. Thank you for inviting me.
And Don Corwin.
Well, thank you for coming in and sharing your stories. It's always pretty nice when people decide to take time out of their day to come and do it. So.
Oh, you're welcome.
Very good.
And, you know. Been some amazing recollections of times gone by that has jumbled from the 1960s to 2000s just in a wink of an eye.
Yes.
I know.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I know. Stuff comes back to you. You didn't think you'd remember.
I went and saw Tina Turner with my parents in 2001. Awesome. All right.
Yeah.